a podcast where a couple nerds geek out about movies, TV, comics, music, and so much more. I'm your host, Robert Slavinsky, and with me, as always, is the one, the only...
Skinny penis.
Colton Bird.
Aw.
Aw. So what's going on, everyone? So it's been quite a weekend for me, as well as Colton. Colton went back to work finally, because...
Yeah.
From being dead.
Yeah. It was weird. It was tiring, too. Like, 2 days killed me.
Yeah, well, you were off for 10, so...
I was almost off. Yeah, no. 12.
12, Jesus. Then, obviously, this weekend was the big weekend for Star Wars, The Last Jedi. Dun, dun, dun. That came out, so... I've seen it 3 times, I think, Colton, twice.
Twice. So, well, 1.5.
Yeah, because you fell asleep this year.
You know what, man?
That's not because it wasn't good. But we're going to have our full review and everything on this week's episode of Star Wars Talk. We're going to dive into not only the movie, but the soundtrack as well, and really get into the nitty-gritty of that. I mean, there's a lot of controversy in surrounding the movie right now, so it'll be a really interesting episode. This episode of The Remote Control is going to be kind of a shorter episode. I know I say that almost every single week, and it ends up being 3 hours long, but...
Yeah, well, I mean, hour and a half. Yeah.
But this one is actually going to be kind of shorter. There's not much that I want to talk about on many things. I do want to talk about the mid-season finale of The Walking Dead. There's not much with other movie stuff that I want to talk about. The big thing that we're going to get into, though, is Disney buying Fox, and then a little bit of Rotten Tomatoes I want to talk about with The Last Jedi, which, again, we're going to get more into that with Star Wars Talk, but I do want to touch on it here a little bit.
We're going to touch the tip.
Just a little bit. So on the TV side, The Walking Dead... Whoops, I just kicked the table.
The Walking Dead literally kicked the table.
The Walking Dead controversy. So
there's a controversy?
Yeah, if you watch The Walking Dead, you know this, and you may be as upset as other fans are that it looks like the kid who plays Carl...
Carl
has been bitten. So they allude to him dying when they come back from their mid-season break.
Yeah, he got his haircut and everything,
too. Yeah, so Scott M. Gimple, who is one of the producers of the show,
that's a hell of a name,
has stated, yes, Carl was dead. There's no coming back. He was bitten. He's going to die. In my opinion, if you want my honest opinion, I don't think that was the real Carl. I think in about 6 episodes from now, we're going to see him come out from under a dumpster, and he'll still be alive. Yeah. So, I mean, but that's me.
As a 46-year-old man with a gray beard, that's how I like to picture it.
But honestly, I don't understand why there's such a controversy with it. I understand that people are upset that, he's...
Dying.
Being fired, essentially, and he's dying and stuff like that. I think it was a bold move. Something that I've been saying The Walking Dead has needed to take for some time and make a bold statement and bold move. Like, look, the walkers are still a threat. Look, the people who we think are going to live forever aren't going to. I still believe it should have been Daryl.
He forgot to put on his plot armor that episode.
But I think it's a bold move. I can't tell you whether I hate it or like it, because the whole idea behind Rick's motives in this show are to protect his kid, kids in the show. The comic, it was about Carl, making sure that Carl would survive and have something to live for. In the show, obviously, they have Judith now, who died in the comics. Spoiler, she died very early on in the comics. So... the show's been about Rick trying to make a better life for his kids. When you take away Carl, he's not really had, we see him holding Judith from time to time, kissing her on the forehead, stuff like that, but he doesn't have that connection with Judith. We haven't seen that connection there where he cares so much about Judith like he cares about Carl. I mean, everything that he's done up to this point in the show has been for Carl, and that's the thing that I'm concerned about, is where do you take Rick's storyline now? Because
nothing to lose, kill him.
Exactly. I mean, do you like kill Rick? I mean, I'm kind of mad because it takes away from what my ending could have been.
Yeah, weren't you for the old man Carl telling the story or something?
I like that aspect, but my whole thing was, I think it would have been fantastic for, there to not be a finality to the Walking Dead, for there to always be this fight, this battle going on.
But there's
a scene where Carl is older, so maybe in his mid-20s, early 30s, something like that, and they're in a fight, they're in a battle, and Rick is
slain
to a certain point, and in Carl's arms, Rick is there, and he goes, and the battle has been won. Like, they win the battle, but Rick is dying in his arms, and he's like, I did all of this for you. This has been all for you. And on the horizon, you can see that there's maybe still a battle to be faced or something like that. And, you know, you see Carl walk over and the passing of the torch where Carl walks over and picks up Rick's revolver and, you know, holsters it. And then it goes to black. Like, I think that would have been amazing because it would have been a passing of the torch type of thing. And
I'm more of a 1911 guy.
Yeah. But I think that would have been a cool ending. I like the old man Carl theory
like
as well.
Like, it's a flashback.
Where he's sitting there telling a story to his kids or something like that. But again, I mean, we don't know where they're going to, how they're going to end it or anything like that. So who knows? Maybe the plan was to kill Carl in the comics at some point. We do know that Robert Kirkman is no longer involved with the show.
Yeah.
His name is on there as producer, but that's it. He doesn't help creatively with the show at all
anymore.
He's
just like, I'm here. You can use my stuff.
Well, I think it was a little more hostile than that. I think it was more like, look, you know, we want to go in a different direction. And Robert Kirkman was like, well, we need to go this direction. And they're like, no, we want to go this direction. And I think there was like a battle.
Yeah, and he was just like, I'm done.
Yeah, and then he was like, if you're going to go that way, then I'm out.
I feel like that happens a lot to TV shows and movies that are based on books.
But honestly, like I've said, I think this season has been one of the better seasons that we've gotten in a while. And a lot of it does have to do with Negan. Even last season was really good because of Negan. Jeffrey Dean Morgan chews up the scenery perfectly as Negan, and I absolutely love his character. And so I don't know if it's because Robert Kirkman's gone that the show, in my opinion, has gotten slightly better or what. Again, I don't mind the bold move that they made in killing Carl. I really don't. I'm interested to see where it goes, but I don't understand all the hate. Like, people are freaking out because Carl's going to die, and it's like, I get it. Yes, it sucks. He was a character that's been there since day one, but
they're the same people that are complaining that the show's getting stale.
Yeah.
And all that. But you need to do those risky moves.
Like, exactly.
Kill Daryl. Screw it. Kill everybody. Give us new fate. Start the next season off with completely new people.
So Chandler Riggs, that's the name of the guy who plays Carl, did an interview not too long ago, or just a few days ago, and he was talking about, you know, how does it feel? Like, he was talking about how it felt to be off The Walking Dead and stuff like that. And people are like, oh, do you know what's going to happen? And blah, blah, blah. You know what's going on? He says something along the lines. I don't have the exact quote here, but he says something along the lines of, oh, I don't know, you know, what their plans are for the last few seasons.
Good.
Kind of insinuating that we could be winding down with The Walking Dead here soon.
Finally.
I mean, again, I don't mind that. I've said from probably season six.
Yeah, that show ran its course like 4 seasons ago.
Well, I said like season 6, I was like, I would be surprised if it made it past 10 years. Mm-hmm. I was surprised it's made it this far at this point, but I didn't think it would ever make it past 10 seasons. So I could see season 10 being the final season. I'm not saying that The Walking Dead will be done completely. I think this story will be done with The Walking Dead.
And then they'll make Fear of the Walking Dead better.
Well, they already started doing that. They're going in a completely different direction with Fear the Walking Dead. They're calling it a soft reboot of
good. What
I touched the
I was like, what the hell?
I touched the cord. But yeah, they're doing kind of a soft reboot on The Walking Dead, or Fear the Walking Dead this coming season.
I've never watched it, but you've done nothing but like just tear that show apart.
Because
I never took the time to watch it.
It is real bad.
Or at least a episode to be like, yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, so TV-wise, it's all I really wanted to talk about. I'd love to hear what everybody else's thoughts are on that.
Not that I know, I'm kind of jumping the gun. I should ask this on Star Wars. When does Rebels start again?
Isn't
that in January?
January, I believe. Which I can't wait for.
I couldn't remember. I thought it was in February, but I was like, maybe it's January.
Yeah. So yeah, TV-wise, I mean, Gotham ended this past week. They did their mid-season finale, which it's really weird how Gotham does it, because that's actually they do half seasons as full seasons.
Mm-hmm. So like,
so they called this the season finale last week, and the new season will start in March, I believe.
So in reality, it's like 4.5.
Something weird. So,
well, that's cool, because then it keeps all the arcs kind of like closed, and you make sure you get finality on everything,
which
works really well.
I'm telling you what, these past two seasons of Gotham have just been fantastic, and slowly.
Wait, past two seasons, like full seasons or half seasons?
Last year's stuff and this year's stuff so far.
I figured I should ask.
Yeah. So the last 2 years have been phenomenal for Gotham. It's slowly becoming one of my favorite comic book shows. I think they're doing a great job. I'm interested to see what happens come.
Isn't Joker making his appearance?
Yeah, he's supposed to come back in the second half of this year, or in March when it comes back, whatever it's called. So Yeah, because, I mean, if you haven't seen it, the Penguin is now in Arkham, so they've kind of, they finally kind of put some finality to the Penguin being this, like...
Mystery.
Not mystery, this overarching gangster in Gotham. Yeah. I that's one aspect I wasn't a big fan of for so long, is, like, he was this so well-known and, like, feared gangster. Like, when I've read the comics or even watched the cartoons, yeah, he's been feared, but... I never took him as somebody who had control over Gotham. I always took him like he was a side gangster who, you know, was trying to gain control.
Yeah, but Joker or whoever.
Other gangsters, the Falcones or the Maronis or stuff like that were the ones
the Maronis. That's a fun name.
That were kind of the ones that were, you know, overseeing Gotham for the most part, most of the time in my eyes. But again, I've liked where they've gone so far. I like what they did with the Riddler and Edward Nygma. His story arc this past season was excellent. I think from going from being the Riddler last year to not knowing how to be the Riddler to finally remembering how to be the Riddler, I think it was a really cool arc.
That's a journey.
It was an interesting journey. It was fun. It was different. So I'm interested to see where they go with that.
You know who I think we need in the DCEU? We need a Riddler.
I agree. In the films, I would love to see a Riddler.
Like a minor, give him a minor, like...
I still see...
Give the Joker and Batman their movie, but then keep the Riddler as like a post-credit scene. Give the Riddler his own movie.
See, yeah, absolutely. I would love to see... Imagine a Riddler being kind of like a Jigsaw.
Exactly. Like just... But not gory. Not nearly as gory.
Yeah, not as gory, not as... Yeah.
Like the traps and everything. That would be interesting. I'd watch that.
Exactly.
I'd be like, huh. A horror
and it DC would push film. It would push them to actually have to write Batman as a detective.
Yeah,
that's what I would love. Isn't about
he?
It.
He technically
he's
is.
The world's greatest detective, yeah. And we haven't really seen that
he
in the
just
movies.
Kicks ass.
Yeah. So I'd like to see that. But Gotham was excellent. A lot of other mid-season finales happened this past week, but I'm not going to get into all of them.
Oh, you know what? You know what? I'm going to go out and buy. Since we're on the topic of DC, I'm going to buy me a Martian Manhunter pop.
Actually, the Arrowverse. Like, did I talk about the Arrowverse last week? They're
touched on it. You didn't really.
Were excellent. If I didn't touch on those yet, I'm touching on them now.
He is. He's physically. He's holding a DVD and he's touching it.
Supergirl getting her ass kicked was pretty cool by Rain. I thought that was pretty badass. What happened?
Wasn't there a similarity to a scene in a movie with that?
It was actually very similar to the cover, or not the cover, the one panel from Superman is Dead, where
I thought so.
Where Doomsday kicks his ass.
Oh yeah,
and he's laying in the rubble.
I thought there was something.
Her
similar
scene,
to it.
Yeah, her scene where she's laying in the rubble looked just like that, which was awesome. Legends of Tomorrow had at the very end you had. Jax leaving, but then Constantine showed up, was like, what up? I'm like, whoa, it's Constantine. So I'm kind of pumped about that.
I remember when I put that show in the remote control and everybody's like, that's part of DC. Yeah.
What, Constantine?
Yeah.
I knew it was.
No, like Rachel and everybody didn't.
Oh.
Yeah, they were like, that's DC. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But
Do your math.
do your math. Come on, you can do it. You can do it.
Proud of you. Wipes a
booger
in
Flash, I tell you what, I did not see that twist come in where the Thinker kills himself, essentially.
Nice.
And transfers his mind into somebody else's body and then pins the murder of himself.
That's interesting as shit.
Pins the murder of himself on Barry Allen, so Barry Allen gets arrested at the very end of that episode. So the Flash is now in jail. And
that's a storyline and a half,
dude. It was
that's beautiful.
I did not see that twist coming. I thought it was excellent. I really enjoyed that.
You know what other twists I didn't see coming?
What's that?
All the twists in The Last Jedi, which you'll see in the Star Wars Talk episode this week. Plug.
Arrow was actually the worst of the mid-season finales, which is disappointing because Arrow has been maybe the best show for the last two years.
You give it so much praise.
So, just disappointing. They just did the same old thing that they've done so many times where the team's like, yeah, we don't want to work with you anymore, Oliver, bye. And they all leave, so he's by himself again. It's like, you've done that three times now.
It's like, please,
getting kind of old.
Keep someone with
I enjoyed those episodes a lot, the CW Arrowverse, and I'm still working on trying to figure something out, guys, to do a weekly show or something like that.
We were doing okay with it, and then we both died, and everything got... Now we're just behind on everything now.
Yeah, so eventually I'm going to get to something when it comes to the Arrowverse. I'm going to talk to...
Try in January.
Yeah, maybe.
Give 2018 started off.
I want to try and work something out with Phelan. Like he's the because he's such a big fan.
Our resident DC fan or fanboy.
Now that I work a different shift. If I can get him to come over, if there's a way that I can get him to come over earlier, on like a Thursday or Friday, then I might try and do something on a Friday, on YouTube.
Yeah,
or something. So. But that's that. Movies-wise, Shazam is set to start production in early 2018, which we've already known that, but it looks like that's been made official. If you've seen Zachary Levi, he is pumping up. He has definitely put some mass on.
He's injecting them steroids into his eyeballs.
Yeah, he's looking pretty monstrous, so I'm excited about that. They've cast, I think, all but one of the Shazam kids, so I'm excited about that to see how that goes. Ocean's 8, which is the spinoff or reboot or something of the Ocean's movies. Like, I love the Ocean's 11 and Ocean's 12, Ocean's 13 movies. I know some of them are better than others, whatever.
Can
I
we
like
get Ocean's
movies.
1?
But Ocean's 8, starring Sandra Bullock playing Debbie Ocean or something like that.
Yeah, I know when we saw the poster first, you were like, yeah, I'm not going to see this.
No, I really don't want to see it. not because it's all women, but because Rihanna's in it.
Yeah, your beef with Rihanna.
I don't like Rihanna.
Someone grab him an umbrella, Ella.
You said it wrong. It's umbrella.
Whatever.
But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to check out the trailer. The trailer is going to drop tomorrow. We're recording Monday. The trailer's due to drop on Tuesday. So I'm going to check out the trailer, and that'll kind of give me an idea. I'm just interested, are they going to connect it to the other films?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I want to know. I want to see that. Like, if there's a connection, then I'm going to watch it because I like
the continuity.
I like the continuity. I like that kind of stuff. But if it's just going to be like, yeah, forget about those movies. This is something new. Then I'm like, whatever.
You're like,
don't really need it. But that's all for news and stuff like that, except for the big news right here.
Wait, hold on. Before there's big news. Wasn't there a movie we were going to see the other day that wasn't Star Wars? There was a movie we were going to go see, weren't there? Wasn't there? I can't remember. Man, I'm talking about Coco. Never mind.
Okay.
Damn it.
Damn it.
I've went to see that movie 4 times, and I never saw it yet.
So before I get to the big news or the big story here, I do want to just throw out some plugs here. Obviously, make sure you follow
us. Hold on. Plugs it into the outlet.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that fun stuff for up-to-date stuff. Join our Facebook group to join in on the discussion and be up to date with everything that we do. Definitely go to our website. You can find all the links to everything there. Yeah. www.theremotecontrol.com. That's theremotecntrl.com. You can find everything that you need to, all the links to all of our episodes and everything there.
And all those links will be in the description below.
Yes. Also, just want to give a shout out to Pod Echo on Twitter, hashtag Pod Echo, as well as hashtag Podern Family.
Hold on. I think you mean pound sign.
They definitely...
No, you're gonna let that one slide.
I'm just letting it slide. they definitely are a big help to growing podcasts as well as finding new podcasts to listen to. So check out those hashtags on Twitter. You'll find some awesome new content there, as well as if you're a podcaster yourself, start using them to get your stuff and out there so other people can hear it. Then next week is Christmas week. We are not going to have our typical remote control show next week. We're actually going to have a top 10 Christmas movie next week. So that'll be releasing next Monday or Tuesday, probably Monday on Christmas Day. Maybe
then,
Sunday.
And then we have that other one, too.
If I feel a little swirly, I might throw it out Sunday next week.
Wow, he's getting all twisty in here.
All twisty. Twist. That's going to be our TRC episode next week, which is going to be top 10 Christmas movies, our top 10 Christmas movies. Later that week, we decided to do something new. I believe it's coming out that Thursday or Friday. And
here, hold on, I can check.
What it is we actually sat down and decided to do a music podcast. We talk about being big fans of music and everything like that. So we actually did one last week. We sat down and went through Robert's mind. I'm Robert. I don't know why I said Robert. Why did I talk in the third person? What do I do?
Because Robert refers to Robert in the third person.
I don't know what just happened. Shit got real for a second. But... we decided to sit down, take my Spotify app, and listen to my 2017 playlist. Now, no, we didn't listen to the songs completely. We kind of just...
It is Thursday, by the way. Not the
next Thursday. So, you know, we sat there and just went through and just talked about these songs, what they mean to me, what the stories behind the songs meant, what they mean to things like that. So we did that. It was kind of fun. It was different. It was a decently long episode, about an hour and a half. We wanted to try something new.
Yeah, no, we did. I loved it.
Yeah, Colton loved it. I enjoyed it. So we want to know, make sure you guys listen to it, because we want to know what you think, because we want to keep doing it if everybody likes it, because we enjoy doing it. So that'll be out next week. The week of New Year's, we don't know if we're going to be doing a show that week at all or not, because I'm pretty sure that Colton works on New Year's Day, which is
Eve and Day,
which is
the normal recording day.
I don't know if I'm working yet or not. I got to find out. But depending on what happens, there may or may not be an episode that day or that week at all. But, you know, a lot of podcasts take off time during the holidays. So you're going to get a few extra ones from us because we're pre-recording them. But there may be a week where you don't get anything. But we will do our best to get something out that week for all of you.
Maybe we'll hit up my Pandora.
Maybe. Maybe. All right. So
I don't know if we can. I have Apple. I don't have the auxiliary port.
Well, it's because you suck at life.
We've established this, okay? All right. Why we got to point all this out.
So, the big news of this past week, which came out Thursday morning...
Did it?
...was Disney... Okay. In a monumental deal, Disney has begun the process of acquiring 21st Century Fox for $52.4 billion. So, what could this mean to the industry? A lot, actually. I mean, this makes them...
Yeah, Disney owns, what, like 27% of the film industry now or something like that? Yeah, I mean,
it's crazy. They, not only that, but they gain TV, they gain TV shows, movies. They're now own 60% of Hulu.
Now, with that, do you think Hulu is going to become their new streaming service?
No.
Like, they're just going to rebrand it and just throw Disney stuff on there?
I don't think so. I think they're going to do their own Disney thing. I mean, I think... they're going to take a lot of what they know from Hulu and just create that. But I think the plan has always been for them to do their own.
And just have it slap the Disney name somewhere.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So, I mean, there's a lot that this could do. Now, I know a lot of people that listen to this show care about one thing and one thing only, and that's the nerdy side of it. What does it mean on the nerdy side of things?
That means anything birthed from the Xenomorph Queen's now a Disney princess.
Yes. don't worry about the rated R Deadpool, because it should still stay rated R. Bob Iger and company, they're like, yes, we don't see why it cannot stay rated R as long as we let the audience know what they're getting into.
Yeah.
There's no reason why it can't be rated R. So that's a good sign.
That's a good approach for any movie, honestly.
Now, it's unsure when everything will be completed with this sale. It is expected to take upwards to 18 months.
Yeah, isn't it for things to be finalized? Senate or something right now?
Yeah, the politicians are freaking out because they want to take a look at it and make sure everything's on the up and up. I'm sure they have a stake in it in some way, shape, or form, I'm sure. With that, though, because we don't know exactly when everything will be completed... it's unlikely that we will see the X-Men or Fantastic Four in the MCU before things are done. However, that doesn't mean they cannot begin setting things up for them. So we may start seeing little nods and movies coming up like, hey, you know, we talked to Reed Richards at one point, or hey, we talked to Professor Xavier. Like, you may start hearing name drops or things like that in the MCU.
Do you think they'll hurry up and slap together a scene for like the post credits in Infinity War?
No.
I know. I was going to say Black Panther, and I was like, no, that comes out like...
in February.
Yeah, that's way too soon.
Here's the thing. Anything that happens with the X-Men or Fantastic Four is going to be post-Avengers 4.
That's not this one. That's
the next one. Because, first off, I mean...
You can't introduce them halfway through a battle, for starters.
True. But not only that, but I think at this point, I'm sure Kevin Feige has had some ideas on what to do, but there's no scripts made.
Yeah, there's
no directors.
Nothing.
There's no producers. There's nothing that's even started. And you figure, in order to get a script made and get things done,
that's going to take a while.
It takes 18 months, essentially, from start to finish.
Yeah.
That's minimum, you know, 18 months to make a good, solid movie. They can't technically make a movie until after the acquisition is completed, so we're not going to see anything until after, you know, Avengers 4 comes out, which comes out in 2019, right? Yeah, 2019. So,
yeah,
May 2019. So that's that's the way I look at it. Now, they could, you know, fast track something. You know, if say the deal gets done in June of this coming year, in June of 2018, they could fast track something and have it out by Christmas of 2019 or near November. Yeah. They could. but I don't think they will. I would say plan on if they do decide to bring the X-Men and Fantastic Four into the MCU, because it's still not official that they're definitely going to bring them in. They have the ability to, but if they do, I would say the earliest would be 2020.
Yeah.
Early 2020, February, March 2020 is probably the earliest.
We'll get a good Fantastic Four movie.
Yeah, maybe. Again, it depends on where they start. With that said, we have the X-Men movies that are coming out this year, which is this coming year, 2018. They've already said that they had a plan to make a Dark Phoenix 2 or follow-up to the Dark Phoenix movie. I don't think it's going to happen at this point. I know that they said that they're going to sit back and they're going to evaluate where the X-Men franchise is and everything like that before they move forward. But they would be dumb to not bring them into the MCU. It would just be idiotic. Why not bring them to the MCU? Like, that's what people want. They want to see the X-Men and the Avengers and Fantastic Four. They want to see a good Fantastic Four movie. I want to see a good Fantastic Four movie.
Everybody wants to see a good Fantastic Four movie.
So it would be dumb for them not to do it. So on the comic film side of things, these are the properties that Disney is going to get. The X-Men, which includes Deadpool.
Yeah. All right. So they're going to consider him part of the X-Men for the deal?
Deadpool is a mutant.
Yeah.
So that's like, an X-Men.
You know how people are.
See, the way I always looked at it was,
I mean,
Fox had the rights to the mutants. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what it was. They had, they did X-Men, but they don't see mutants in any other Marvel film because Fox had the rights to the mutants. So that's the way I look at it.
That makes sense.
Fantastic Four. Now, again, Fox does not own Fantastic Four. There's another person or company that actually owns Fantastic Four. However, they made a deal with Fox to distribute the Fantastic Four movies for X amount of years, which means those distribution rights fall back to Marvel or to Disney.
Yeah.
So now they will have the distribution rights of Fantastic Four. All they need to do is work with this company and say, look, you want a good Fantastic Four movie? You want to make some money? They're going to be added to the MCU. And the guy's going to be like, yeah, please do it. I want money, please.
Please.
So that's probably what's going to happen there. And then one that people always forget is actually a comic book is The Kingsman. So The Kingsman will now be part of Disney.
Is it a comic
book? Yeah. So Kingsman is going to... I know, I'm sure there's other comic stuff that I'm missing that's probably there. But these are the three big ones. You know, they're all already...
like Galactus.
Well, that's part of the Fantastic Four.
Whatever. I like to make Galactus his own thing.
But Kingsman, there's already talks of making a third movie for that.
Hopefully Elton John's in the third one. Spoiler.
So if they actually do make a third one, it will be technically under the Disney umbrella. Umbrella. There we go. Random film side, real quick. I'm going to go through some things. Star Wars distribution rights. That's a big reason.
Isn't it for episode four?
Episode four. Now, I apologize to the people that I was, you know, arguing with online a few days ago. I forgot that technically Fox still owns the distribution rights for the entire original trilogy until 2020 or 2021. At that time, 5 and 6 were going to revert back to Disney, but now everything will go to Disney, so... there's that. Hey. However, do not expect to see an original cut of the Star Wars trilogy, people. I strongly believe that in the deal that Lucas made with Disney, he requested that that would never be released, because the finished special editions, the ones that we got on Blu-ray at this point, the ones that were released on Blu-ray by Lucasfilm and George Lucas, those are the movies that he wanted. Those are canon. Anything else that was made prior to that is not canon at this point. I apologize if you're upset about that, but deal with it. That's simple.
It's so hard.
Some other films. Planet of the Apes.
I didn't know Fox owned that.
Alien.
I knew that.
Predator.
That kind of makes sense.
Independence Day.
Really?
Die Hard.
I didn't know that one either.
Home Alone.
Are they going to really make another one, though?
I'm just saying. These are the films.
I know. I'm being the filler guy.
And Avatar, which there's supposed to be like 47 sequels coming from James Cameron on that. So
I really don't feel the need to have a second Avatar, but
I really hated the first Avatar, so
I didn't care for it.
Yeah. All right, on the TV side of things, this is where things get a little interesting. So the one show that I've been freaking out about for the past how many months, This Is Us, is now owned by Disney. Modern Family, Empire, The Simpsons, The X-Files, The Gifted,
that makes sense.
Homeland, which was on Showtime. American Horror Story.
I didn't know Fox owned that.
What?
American Horror Story.
It's on FX.
Holy shit. You just listened to my mind get blown.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yay.
Legion. Family Guy. American Dad.
Cleveland Show.
Technically, yes. but that's not on my list because it's Cleveland Show. Yeah. An oldie but a goodie, King of the Hill.
Ah. Oh, Hank Hill's a Disney princess now.
Dang it, Bobby.
Damn it, Bobby.
Another oldie but goodie, 24.
Oh, I like that
track. Actually, the rest of these are all oldies but goodies. 24, Buffy, MASH.
MASH?
Yes. The Shield. And I don't know why I added this one on here. I just kind of did. The Mary Tyler Moore Show. So that's like the TV side of things, and there's so much more than that. That's not like that. That's yeah. just some of the ones that I thought were like
those were notable
picks to pick out and talk about.
I would be cool. I'd be okay if they brought MASH back. I'd be okay with that.
Again, that doesn't mean they're going to bring things back.
I know, just, but
they now own the rights to this.
Hopefully, they do.
So what we might see are things like, you know, box sets and stuff like that coming out, so Disney can make a little bit of money from them.
Please,
but. Of note, I mentioned Simpsons. Another Matt Groening production that he did for Fox years ago was Futurama.
Yeah.
That is not on here. The reason for that is because Fox actually sold Futurama to Comedy Central like 10 years ago.
Yeah, and then it got canceled. And then
so Comedy Central actually canceled. Owns the rights to Futurama. So that's
it. Well, I mean, it makes sense. They're the only channel that still plays the show. Yeah.
So you have that. Some of the things
I was watching that the other day, actually.
A couple other things, because people are going to be like, why is This Is Us on there? This Is Us is an NBC show. You're right. This Is Us is put on NBC. That is where you can watch This Is Us. However, the production company that makes it is actually 21st Century Fox.
Yes.
That happens in the TV industry. There's a lot of times where other production companies will make a show, and it will actually be distributed or shown on another channel. Happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that doesn't mean nothing. Just because Fox made it doesn't mean it's going to be on a Fox channel. That's just how
isn't
it
that
works.
All that Fox owns now is like their sports channels and their news channels.
They own they're still going to own their Fox channel, so Fox yeah. Network they own. They're going to own FS1, which is Fox Sports 1, Fox Sports 2,
and they own like two other shows.
There's nothing much. Basically, Disney gets Fox Sports, like the real Fox Sports, not their FS channel. Fox Sports. Oh, and Fox retains Fox News.
Yeah, which makes sense.
Yeah, kind of hard Disney to rebrand gets, that. Disney gets Fox Sports, and they got that because they want to help ESPN. ESPN has been in the shitter for years.
ESPN's the same. They put one show on every 24 hours. I'm serious. Watch ESPN News. It's the same thing for almost 24 hours straight.
So. They're hoping that will help grow their ESPN and stuff like that. That's one.
Just gives more retired players jobs. That's all it is.
They get 21st Century Fox, which is the film.
Yeah.
And then they get all these shows and stuff like that. Now, does that mean they get Fox Searchlight, which was, yes, that's technically part of the deal. Even if Fox Searchlight hasn't made a movie for a while, that's part of it. So they will have that. They can restart if they'd like. A lot of people were worried, like, oh, man, we're going to not hear the fanfare anymore for Fox, 21st Century Fox, or 20th Century Fox. You know, at the beginning of movies, that
That'll stay.
There's no reason why Disney can't keep that. Because if you take a look at what they did with Lucasfilm, for instance.
You still see Lucasfilm.
You still see Lucasfilm. Things are still produced by Lucasfilm.
Yeah,
the movies are made under Lucasfilm.
They just give them the money.
You have Disney that's at the top of the pyramid, and then you have Marvel, then you have Lucasfilm, and then you have this, and you have that. There's no reason why they cannot continue using the 20th Century Fox moniker for their movies, which I don't see why they wouldn't do. It would actually make sense, because what they could do from the comic book side of things, you have your Marvel productions that sticks to the more kid-friendly.
Yeah.
Movies, you could still have the MCU in 20th Century Fox, but you can make them a little harder. Yeah, you can make them more adult. The rated R Deadpool or the grittier X-Men movie you can put there. And you could still have them cross over because it's all under one roof.
And then it gives more the adults more of, okay, I'm going to see an adult film under the 20th
Century Fox. Yeah.
And then you'd be like, oh, I'm getting like Iron Man or something like that in the Marvel film.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. I mean, that's really...
Which is nice.
Yeah, so...
And then, like, all their rated R films, like Aliens and Predator and stuff will be under that. And they don't tarnish their kid-friendly
Exactly. It won't be, you know, you won't see the Disney, you know, logo pop up, you know, prior to watching that or anything.
See like an alien come out of someone's chest or something.
Yeah, that would be funny. All right. So, I mean, 20th Century Fox being bought by Disney is huge news. It's still going to be developing over time. We're going to hear new things. We're going to find out other things that are part of the deal that we didn't know right away. So things are going to still come out over time. I'm excited to see what happens with everything. Look, I'm one of the people that believe that they've done a hell of a job with Lucasfilm.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to see what they do with Indiana Jones in a couple years. You know, I'm looking forward to what they continue to do with Star Wars. So I think they've done a good job there. They did a hell of a job with Marvel. Whether you're a big fan of Marvel or not, yeah, they've had some hits, they've had some misses, but look, I think they've done a really good job. So there's no reason why they can't continue that. And it's not like just because Disney is going to own 20th Century Fox doesn't mean that we're going to get, you know, a real Disney princess in an alien movie. That's not going to be the case. You know, if Ridley Scott wants to make an alien film, he's going to go and say, look, I want to make an alien film. And they're going to have somebody that's running the 20th Century Fox division, just like Kathy Kennedy runs Lucasfilm.
Yeah,
and they're going to be the ones that make the decision. It's not going to be Bob Iger. He's not going to be the one saying, yes, absolutely, make an alien movie like that. No, I think it needs to be a little more kid friendly. That's not what's going to happen. You're going to have people who understand what the content is and what you need to do with it to continue it forward. And hopefully they just kick Ridley Scott out because Alien Covenant was terrible. But
hey, Disney, we know how stuff goes. just hire us.
But yeah. So again, let us know what you think about this acquisition. I know we've talked a good bit about it in our group on Facebook. A lot of people have, you know, had a lot to say.
Hey, our guest, our unspoken guest, the Creeper, he has something to say.
So, the final thing I want to talk about real quick here, it's we're going to touch more about it on Star Wars Talk.
It's the final
countdown. Rotten Tomatoes, you know, I've been freaking out about for quite some time, especially when Justice League came out, you know, just how unfair their system is and how I think that they need to change and adapt to not doing...
poop?
They should not affect how a movie is seen. Like, that's just the way I feel. And
if you want to see the film, it shouldn't matter. It got a 45%
critic score.
Yeah. Like, that should not matter at all.
Exactly. And unfortunately, it does. So, on the flip side of things, you can also get a fan score on Rotten Tomatoes. And we talked about that over the past few weeks. Now,
and now we have beef with that.
Now we have beef with that. But it's not so much beef with that, because I'm all for, you know, if you're a fan, go tell people what you think of a movie. Go for it. Because
we do that.
That's what should push a movie for people to go see a movie. You know, sometimes people are on the edge, and that's why I think ratings should not come out until after the movie is out. That has been my complaint. Yeah, I mean... Whatever it is, you know, word of mouth is better marketing than anything else, and that's what I think the film company should have a chance to have done. You know, like, let them market it to when it comes out, and then after it's out, then the word of mouth. Is it bad? Yeah. Is it good? Go from there. That's been my complaint. So my complaint here isn't so much of, oh, man, the fans are speaking their voice on Star Wars The Last Jedi, and they hate it because it sits at a 56%. Oh, no.
It's the dipshit fans that are making bot accounts.
Exactly. So, you know, you take a look, and, like, the difference... So Rotten Tomatoes... The critic score for The Last Jedi is 93%, which is the second highest for a Star Wars movie.
What's the highest?
Empire Strikes Back at 94. Hmm. Now, the audience score, like I said, sits at 56%. That's like a 37% difference between what critics and fans are saying. So that is also showing that it is worse than The Phantom Menace, which I don't have what that one is here. Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones, and Revenge of the Sith. Like, people are actually saying that it's worse than those three movies.
Okay, I don't really have beef with The Phantom Menace, because The Phantom Menace sucked. Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith aren't as bad as most of the fans say, though.
So the question is, our audience is actually hating on The Last Jedi. Now, there is a problem with Rotten Tomatoes' audience score, along with IMDb. There's no way to know if these people actually saw the movie.
Yeah.
So,
or even confirm
they don't need to prove
people.
They've seen the movie. They can vote as many times as they want on multiple accounts.
Yeah.
So when you want to take a look at what fans are saying, a good idea is to go to what's called CinemaScore. That's an American-based exit poll system that scientifically works out an audience score. Movies are marked between an A+ and an F, the score often accurately hinting at how much a movie will make at the box office.
Never mind.
So, The Force Awakens earned an A score, with 90% of all respondents being positive, the average score being 4.5, while Rogue One earned a 91% positive feedback in the same score, which is an A. By comparison, The Last Jedi also won an A cinema score with an 89% positive feedback and a 5 out of 5 score. With those statistics being so positive, how can the negative online reaction be explained? According to Deadline, non-Disney sources are saying the backlash has been primarily online trolling. The publication also points to one Facebook page titled, "Down with Disney's Treatment of Franchises and Fanboys." Now, this group is claiming to use bot accounts to target... Deadline is claiming that this group utilizes bot accounts to target the film's score. So there is, of course, some genuine debate over the movie's quality to be had. Some people are frustrated by Luke Skywalker's portrayal. Again, I'm not going to really get into spoilers here. Others dislike Finn and Rose's story. But according to the scientifically... accumulated statistics, though, audiences...
Boy, you had to pick the hardest one to pronounce.
Audiences really are enjoying The Last Jedi. Offering a statement on the backlash, Disney said this, "Ryan Johnson, the cast, and Lucasfilm team have delivered an experience that is totally Star Wars, yet at the same time fresh, unexpected, and new. That makes this a Star Wars film like audiences have never seen. It's got people talking, puzzling over its mysteries, and it's a lot to take in. And we see that all positive, and we see that as all positive. That should help set the film up for a great word of mouth and repeat viewing as we enter the lucrative holiday period." So, Rotten Tomatoes, get off your fucking ass.
Rotten Tomatoes, just close down your fucking website, please.
And fix this shit. Because Rotten Tomatoes have been the talk of the town now for the better part of 2 years because of the way that critics have been scoring, you know, DC movies, Marvel movies, and so on, people are going to go and check out these scores. And whether it's bots that are, you know, giving negative scores and impacts for movies or not, whether this is Star Wars or any other movie, it's bullshit.
Yeah, that's not even fair.
Look, yes, I enjoyed The Last Jedi. I really, really enjoyed it. I can see why some people would not like it. I completely get it.
All the complaints I've ever read on it are based on the same thing, which we both agree on. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go into it here because it's a spoiler, but...
Yeah, and here's the thing, you know, you sit there and you look at it. Yes, there's reason that people don't like it. I get it, but...
It's not enough to drag the score down like that.
No, and again, you how is there such a big difference between CinemaScore and Rotten Tomatoes? There's something going on. There's a disconnect there that needs to be fixed. So my complaint and my fight with... You know, with Rotten Tomatoes, again, is you need to fix that. You need to fix a way that the scoring goes. You need to find a way, a vetting process of some way of knowing, did this person actually watch the movie? Ask a couple spoiler-filled questions before they can actually process their...
Make them take a picture of the ticket.
Yeah, something. Do something. Like, that's just my opinion. I mean, obviously, things can happen and change over time, but I don't know. I mean, what are you thinking?
I think it's absolute bullshit that everybody's making bot accounts because... These are the same fans that 4, 5, and 6 are the best. 5's the best. I'm not going to argue with that. 5 is a good film. I don't like 1, 2, and 3 because they're not the original trilogy. I don't like 7 and 8 because they're not the original trilogy. They're not Star Wars-y enough.
Look, my
We want the EU. No, well, it fucking sucks. It's non-canon. Yeah. Get the fuck over it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, absolutely annoying. Like, people need to realize that...
This is what goes back to the episode we did that fandom's destroying everything. It's cancerous.
I mean, like, that's...
You're bitching because you're getting what you want, and you don't even make fucking sense. This is why I don't like fandoms. And I'm part of, like, several. But still, you enjoy what the fuck you're getting. We could not have episodes 7, 8, Rogue One, Solo, Star Wars film. We couldn't have any of that shit. Okay, could just ended at 3.
Yeah, I mean, you're exactly right. I mean,
like, and everybody wanted more Star Wars. Now we're getting more Star Wars, and you're bitching about it.
I would do anything to go back in time now and be like, look, We don't need it. I don't want to deal with all the crap.
Yeah, like, please just fucking stop. Just give us give us special editions every 4 years.
Real quick, though, since we're on the Star Wars topic here, let me just pull this up real quick if I can find it.
We haven't forgot about the Leia speeder giveaway either.
No.
Well, we'll probably pull that together. I'll announce it on Christmas. How about that?
Okay.
I'll do a late Facebook thing.
So, again, our spoiler thoughts on The Last Jedi will be on Star Wars Talk. I just wanted to quickly just give my non-spoiler thoughts on the movie. This was it was kind of almost immediately after seeing it the second time. So, fantastic movie that takes a really bold chance. It's not what you think it's going to be. There's so much to think about and discuss regarding this film. I don't think anyone could have expected all that happens. Just keep an open mind and plan on seeing it more than once to grasp what you may have missed the first time. For me, the second viewing gave me so much more to think about. So see it at least twice, just my opinion. Overall, this is a Star Wars film. Oh, and the music is excellent. So that was my non-spoiler thoughts on The Last Jedi that came out on December 15th at 3:04 a.m. That's what I put in a group. So yeah, definitely check that movie out if you haven't seen it yet. The fact that it's made over $400 million globally already, I think a lot of people have seen it.
Didn't it make almost like 100 on like just the pre-screenings alone or something?
No, it made
like
Thursday. 50? Thursday made like 45 million, something like
that's
that.
That's still amazing.
But domestically, the last number I saw, the take for the weekend, so their weekend domestic amount was $220 million, which fell short of the $245 that the Force Awakens got. Nice. But we knew that it was going to fall short. We suspected that because the Force Awakens was such a big thing because it was just like you said.
That was the first Star Wars film
in 10 years, and people didn't think we were ever going to get one again. You know, so it was like, oh, crap, we got to go see it. So,
and now they should just take it back. Be like, yeah, no, fuck you. We're not making a 9. We're leaving it on a cliffhanger.
Yeah. So, yeah,
fans don't deserve it.
I think that's about it. I got nothing else to talk about.
Bob, you're looking good today. You needed a compliment.
Ah, thanks, buddy. With all that said, make sure you check out our show next week on Christmas. Like I said, it's not going to be a normal show. We'll have a top 10 Christmas films list for you guys to take in, as well as the later in the week we'll have our Robert's Spotify playlist of 2017.
Your Spotify playlist of 2017. Yeah.
So that'll be exciting to listen to. We really enjoyed doing it, so let us know what you think.
Is there a free version of Spotify?
There is, but there's commercials.
Well, that doesn't bother me none. I was wondering, I don't use Spotify because I thought you had to like pay for it. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's $10 a month, but you get unlimited.
Yeah, but
you can make playlists. And
but Pandora's $5 a month.
Pandora sucks.
But
can you make playlists?
Yeah, actually. Oh, shut your ass up. And you get unlimited skips.
Yeah, you get unlimited skips with Eric. Anyways, so with that, I've been Robert. With me was
your boy, Skinny Penis.
And that was the Remote Control. Talk to you all later.